Back now with Day to Day. Before he died yesterday, former Enron chief Kenneth Lay was expecting to go to prison for his fraud conviction, and he was expecting to be sentenced to life in prison. Just last week, federal attorneys had demanded that Lay surrender more than $43 million in assets. His death has now forced federal prosecutors to reassess their case, and Marketplace's New York Bureau chief Bob Moon joins me now with more on this. And Bob, now that Ken Lay is dead, is the case closed against him?
Well, Madeline, you know, the blogs on the Internet are buzzing with all kinds of conspiracy theories about the unexpected nature of Kenneth Lay's death. A lot of suspicion out there about the fact that he was still awaiting prison time, as you mentioned, and facing all kinds of legal problems. In fact, just to give you an idea of how vilified this man has been, I picked up a copy of the New York Post on my way in today, one of the tabloids here in New York. Carries a banner headline across the front alongside a picture of a coffin, and it reads, "Before they put Cheeto Lay's coffin in the grave, check he's in it."
Cheeto Lay.
The New York Post, certainly not a newspaper known for its reverence and good taste, but it does show the suspicion that's out there. The fact is that Lay may well have died an innocent man, though. There's legal precedent for that. Earlier cases before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals decided a person who dies before their appeal is considered not convicted. In fact, it's as if his or her conviction does not exist.
Well, what about the money? What about this effort to get the $43 million? And there are all these shareholder lawsuits against him.
Yeah, the Justice Department is deciding what course to take here, but it may not be able to seek a judgment against Lay's estate, given that he is not a convicted felon, apparently. They might have a better chance, the shareholders, the victimized Enron shareholders, in their civil lawsuits. The Securities and Exchange Commission is also seeking some sort of redress from Lay's estate now. Securities law attorney Tom Ajami attended the Enron trial in Houston. I spoke to him. He says that this case has become largely one-sided in favor of the shareholders and the SEC now.
It will just be now the position of all the government's cooperating witnesses. And we know what those were like because we saw them all paraded out in the criminal trial. And they all had very bad things to say about Mr. Lay. The only way that he even had any fighting chance during that criminal trial was by his own testimony. Now that testimony, of course, won't be available at all to help defend his case.
Now, of course, Lay had insisted that he was broke, that he had run out of money.
And will Lay's death affect the case against his co-defendant, Jeffrey Skilling?
Not much of an impact, if any at all, really, on the remaining Enron cases. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into how lower newspaper circulation might be affecting the business of delivering newspapers.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.